Last year's photosynthesis survey put the Mulchatna herd at about 27,000 strong, down from 30,000 the year before that. This year, ADF&G wildlife biologist Neil Barton says the department was not able to get a census done.
We never got the good weather. We had several close calls where we almost pulled a trigger on a survey, but it just didn't happen. We had too many inclement weather periods. About the time the caribou would aggregate, they'd disperse again. Just didn't happen for us.
What they were able to do was collar about 80 new calves in the spring, half in the Bonanza Hills, considered the southern calving grounds, and half in the northern calving grounds, which Barton says is now around Nishlik Lake.
And the northern group that calved up at the Bonanza Hills, out of the 38 or 40 collars we put out, I think right now we're still hanging on to five of them. The rest are all died of various causes. Bears, wolves, and golden eagles now and again, but wolves being the majority of the predation that we could determine. The group over by Nishlik Lake, that did a little better. The last we checked, or we were able to confirm, we probably had 35% of those still alive.
The bull-to-cow and calf-to-cow ratios are both below the management plan, too. But Barton says otherwise, the caribou in the Mulchatna herd seem to be healthy.
The range is in good condition. The animals are telling us that. We've got early pregnancy. We've got high pregnancy, good fecundity. What we just are missing out on is the calf survival, and that's something I think we can hopefully do something about.
ADF&G believes that wolves are the primary predator keeping the population from rebounding. An intensive predator management program has been in place since 2011, which allows same-day airborne hunting of wolves from February through April. That is currently allowed in an area of about 2,700 square miles that stretches between parts of 17B and C. But Barton says this program has been pretty unsuccessful so far, and he says that's probably due to poor winter weather.
You know, if you want to get wolves with aerial gunning, you pretty much have to have good tracking snow, and then you have to have snow where you can land and retrieve the wolves. We just haven't had much of that. This past winter, we had a better shot at it than in most years, but, the aerial hunters were able to get three wolves, but local hunters got a lot. We took 65 wolves in Unit 17 this year.
Under this intensive management plan, the state is mandated to try and increase caribou calf survival and boost the herd size by increasing the harvest of wolves. To aim for better results than the last 5 years have allowed, Barton says ADF&G is planning to expand the wolf control area from 2,700 to 10,000 square miles. ADF&G is working on redrawing that map, which Barton calls a polygon.
If we do that, the area would expand probably to most of 17 B, and what we would try to do is target the calving grounds, if we could. And that's why this polygon is centered right around Kilgannick, because traditionally, part of the Mulchatna herd calved just southwest of Kilgannick. Well, they didn't read the memo, and they moved up to Nishlik Lake. And now they're outside of the umbrella of what the whole program was meant to do. So we are hoping to expand this, maybe not up at the Nishlik Lake area, but certainly up toward the Bonanza Hills where we've seen the high mortality.
If this expansion of territory doesn't help, Barton says the next step will probably be pretty aggressive.
There's a point at some point, likely, the Board of Game may request that the department do department removal, which would be using helicopters and that kind of thing to take out wolves and remove them.
That level of predator control is typically controversial. Barton says first, the state will aim to expand the wolf control area to the 10,000 square miles, and hope for good winter weather over the next 3 years to see if the take of more wolves won't give these young Mulchatna caribou a better fighting chance at life. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.